Oh, good morning. It's wonderful to be together with you again this morning for a short time of devotion. My name is Doug Fell. I'm one of the pastors at the Rosebank Union Church. I'll be leading our time this morning. And as we begin, let's listen to a wonderful song by Chris Tomlin called Uncreated One. I'd like to focus our thoughts and our attention this morning briefly on a proverb. It's a brief proverb. It's found in Proverbs 4, verse 23, and it says the following: "Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life." Proverbs were written by Solomon, who, as we know from the scriptures, is the wisest king who ever lived, the wisest man who ever lived. So when he speaks and he says something, we would do well to listen to him. And if he says something, as he says in Proverbs 4:23, above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. Definitely words that we should listen to and, as it were, take them to heart. What is Solomon talking about here? Why the importance of the heart? What does he mean by the heart? I believe he means, as the Hebrew scriptures explain to us, that the heart is more than just your heart. It's the core of who you are. It defines you. It's the emotions. It's the thought center. It's what we live from. It's the center of who we are. It defines us as people and drives our behavior, drives our thinking. It sums up very much who we are. And so we should guard it, he says, because it's the wellspring of our life. It's the source of all action. Jesus mentions in the New Testament, in Luke chapter 6, verse 45, from the overflow of the heart, the mouth will speak. Out of our hearts will come an overflow, and it'll come out of our mouths. All you need to do is hang around people for long enough and listen to them speak, and you'll see what's important to them, what's in their heart. Eventually, it'll come out of their mouths. So it's definitely important for us to guard our hearts, the driving force of our lives, and to monitor what comes out of our mouths over time. Obviously, we'll all have times when we say things we say that we don't mean, or are unkind or ungracious or unthoughtful. But true to the scriptures, those things haven't come from some strange place that's very much unlike us. They have come, the Bible says, out of our hearts, out of the overflow of what is in our hearts. And so we need to pay attention to the source of those things, where they have come from, and pay attention to dealing with those things. I'd like to focus our minds for a second on how it is that we go about guarding our hearts. Before we talk about that, I suppose it would be incorrect of me to say that we guard something that is inherently perhaps corrupt or needing a change. I think the scriptures make it clear that we first need a new heart. That as people, all of us have hearts that have perhaps good and bad, but are essentially, the Bible tells us, corrupt. Our hearts are not good by nature. We're not born with good hearts, as some people would tell us. The imagery of a river comes to mind. I do a lot of fishing, and I'm often amazed at what floats down a river. And it'd be wasting my time to just fish packets and things out of the river downstream and never address where the source is, what's coming from upstream, not wandering upstream trying to fix the source of the problem. And it's very much the same with our hearts. Unless we're willing to go to the source of the problem, all we're doing is trying to modify behavior and clean up downstream while there's a problem at the source. In the Old Testament, the prophet Ezekiel says the following in chapter 36, verse 26. God's promise, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. You will live in the land I gave your forefathers. You will be my people and I will be your God. Such a wonderful promise there of God removing from us a heart of stone and giving us a heart of flesh, and more than that, giving us his spirit so that we would be able to follow his decrees and be careful to keep his laws. That's where we start. We start with getting a new heart from God, asking him to take out our heart of stone and giving us a heart of flesh, a heart that longs to obey him. And then a next step, as is the case with many people who physically have trouble with their hearts, we need to watch our diet. We need to be careful what we consume, because as with anyone with a heart problem, they're on a strict diet, and just by modifying their diet, they can control the problems that they have with their heart to a large extent. And for us, we need to monitor what goes in, what we're taking in through our eyes, through our minds, what we're allowing our hearts to feast on, what we're thinking about, what we're saying, what we're meditating on, what we're listening to, the kind of people that we're hanging around with, all of those things will modify what will come out of our hearts in time. We're cultivating a lifestyle, we're cultivating inputs that will eventually come out downstream. Jesus' words will be found true to us, that whatever we store up in our hearts will come out of our mouths and will be either for blessing or for people's, bring misery to people. And surely we all want to be people who bring great blessing to those around us, and so we should be monitoring what goes into our hearts. And pray that this week God would encourage you and give you great strength and help as you seek to guard your heart, the wellspring of your life, that God would give to each one of us a courage to be relentlessly honest with ourselves, to assess what is it that's coming out of our hearts, to take ownership and responsibility for those things. For some of us, we may need to take an initial step of asking for that new heart that comes through faith in Christ as an initial step before we start trying to modify our behavior and clean up downstream, that we go back to the source and ask for a heart change. And then he would give us the grace and the courage to monitor our hearts, that we would have hearts that love him and obey him. Let me pray for us for strength for that this week. Father, thank you for the promise in your word that you would give us a new heart and put a new spirit within us, that you would remove from us our heart of stone and give us a heart of flesh. Thank you for the gift of your spirit that strengthens us and helps us and enables us to live in obedience before you. How we long to be people who others love being around and out of whose hearts flow life for others. We pray that you would help us and strengthen us this week to guard our hearts, the wellspring of our lives, and live as a people who honor you and obey you to the glory of your name and for our great good. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I pray you have a wonderful week. I look forward to being with you again next week. God bless.